Our scripture today comes from Ephesians, again, chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church, and all of our friends joining us online today. I'm so glad you're with us for online worship. If you're on Facebook or the website, say hello to other friends in the comments section. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. And you know, if you want to follow along with my outline, you can do that on the website or the Christ Church app. So we're in this series about spiritual battles. And Paul encourages us to put on the full armor of God. And why? Well, because there are times in life when we find ourselves in a battle of the heart, mind, soul, spirit. Have you ever been there? In this series, we've been looking at Paul's use of the image of a Roman soldier's armor to describe the various ways in which we can be equipped with spiritual armor for everyday life. So we've talked about the belt of truth. We need truth from God, and the breastplate of righteousness. Christ's righteousness is what we need, not our own. We've talked about the gospel of peace, the readiness for anything that comes with God's peace, and the shield of faith. Through our faith in Jesus, we can fend off the fiery attacks of the enemy. Today, I want to take a look at another piece of that armor. Next, Paul encourages us to put on the helmet of salvation. That's what I want to talk about today. But before then, have you ever come to a time of uncertainty in your life when you didn't really know what was going to happen next? You ever been in one of those times when you've thought to yourself, now what? You might have felt that way at a graduation, the birth of a child, the loss of a job, the ending of a relationship. What's next? Where do I go from here? Sometimes there are questions about the future. What's going to happen tomorrow and the days after that? Those are real life questions that all of us have faced one time or another. I remember in college thinking, I wonder what the future holds for me in terms of a job or a career path. I wonder if I'll get married. I wonder what the future will bring. Now what? Where do I go from here? I had all kinds of questions about the immediate future. What are your questions about your immediate future right now? We probably all have them at some level. I had them then, but at the same time, I knew that my ultimate long-term plans were taken care of because of my faith in Jesus Christ. I didn't get that in junior high and most of high school, but I got it in college. I realize now what a gift that was. Once I learned more of what the Bible really had to say about Jesus and made my own decisions about Him, I discovered a confidence and quiet assurance for my long-term life, even as I faced real questions about my immediate future. How does God do that for us? I want to talk about that today. In Ephesians 6:17, Paul says, take the helmet of salvation. Now, what does Paul mean by the helmet of salvation? In a word, our security. Post security in the chat. For the Roman soldier, the helmet was essential to preventing a deadly blow to the head. They always wore their helmet into battle and had it close by if it wasn't on their head. For believers, the helmet of salvation represents the long-term security that we can have in spite of our immediate circumstances. Romans 10:9 says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Wow, what a great promise. No matter whatever happens to us in this life, we don't have to fret or fear about the future, because as far as God is concerned, when we confess and believe in Jesus, everything else is taken care of. You will be saved. What a blessed promise that is. It has helped a lot of people through tough times. It blessed the earliest Christians as they faced persecution for their faith. It helped our forefathers and foremothers as they came to America in the face of all kinds of fears and uncertainties. It helped those Methodist circuit riding preachers who rode on horseback all over the United States in all kinds of weather with the good news about Jesus. The promise of salvation has no doubt been a comfort to every soldier who carries it with them into war, for every police officer who takes it with them into the community each day. The promise of salvation gives us security and hope in the midst of whatever economic, social, moral, or political uncertainty we face. No matter what happens to us in this life, we don't have to fret or worry about the future, because Scripture says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Your eternal future is secure. What a precious promise that is. So how do we get this helmet of salvation? And the simple answer is by faith. The Roman soldier's helmet was issued as he began his training. We are issued our helmet of salvation when we begin our faith journey by believing in Jesus and what God has done for us through him. What a wonderful gift. Paul talks about this in this way in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. We don't earn this salvation. It doesn't come through our own strength. It comes through the exercising of our faith, our capacity to believe in Jesus. This was the great truth that changed the lives of people like Martin Luther, whose work launched the Lutheran Church, and John Wesley, whose movement became the Methodist Church. Both of these men tried for a period of time to earn their salvation by doing things they thought God wanted, good works, self-sacrifice, suffering. But all their striving never seemed to be enough. Have you ever been there? Striving to please God, striving to appease God, but it doesn't seem to be enough? But then God spoke to them through his word. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And God's word won out. Eventually, both of them, Martin Luther and John Wesley, realized they couldn't earn God's salvation, but instead they could simply accept it, believe it, receive it by faith. Their lives were changed, and the world has never been the same. So we have this spiritual helmet of salvation. We are to wear it, as it were. And what does this helmet of salvation protect us from? Two big things, fear and doubt. For the Roman soldier, the helmet was protection from an attack. For us, this spiritual helmet of salvation is protection from two of our greatest enemies. We humans struggle with fear and doubt. Even as Christians, we have fears about our current or future circumstances, and we often doubt that God will provide us a way. You may have fears today within your family. Are your kids going to make it? Perhaps you're wondering about something happening at work. Maybe you face a deadline. Me, I love deadlines, especially the whooshing sound they make as they go flying by. Maybe your concerns are about a relationship, or perhaps you're worried about paying the bills. Whatever it is that you're worried about, the daily act of putting on your spiritual helmet of salvation drives the fear and doubt away. David, King David put it this way in Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" When fear and doubt come, don't fall into those old patterns of self-talk. I'm never going to make it. These problems are too big. There's no way I'm going to make it through this. Instead, let the knowledge of your salvation renew your mind with new self-talk. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to be afraid. One of my biggest fears is fear of failure. Have you ever been there? The battleground is to replace my fearful self-talk with faith-filled self-talk. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Or how about another promise, 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Well, we have this helmet of salvation through our faith in Jesus. What does this helmet of salvation free us to do? Live with assurance and confidence. Post assurance in the chat. Assurance and confidence in the midst of life's crazy circumstances. How many of your circumstances are a bit crazy lately? We know that God is with us and He cares for us, that God loves us and forgives us, that God will help us find the way. Think about the greatest times of craziness in your life. Maybe it was junior high, or maybe it was high school or college. Maybe it was adolescence, or for you it was early adulthood, or maybe your first attempts at navigating this girlfriend thing. Maybe for you it was your first job, or marriage, or parenting, career concerns, health issues, financial struggles. Do these times of craziness ever end? Yet think about the difference assurance of your salvation has meant. I don't know about you, but in my case, since accepting Christ in my senior year of high school, knowing that my eternity with God is secure has given me an assurance and confidence in the midst of everything else. The writer of Hebrews put it this way in Hebrews 10:22, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full what? Assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water." No matter what is happening all around us, we can draw near to God with assurance and confidence that our long-term future, our ultimate eternity with God, is secure. That's the helmet of salvation. I don't know about you, but these last few years have been some of the most difficult of my life. The COVID-19 crisis was something I'd never experienced before. None of us had, and it really stretched me in my leadership. How do we continue to be the church in the midst of all this fear and uncertainty? We had to adapt and to do things differently, but God helped us. Hallelujah! And we're still adapting because COVID impacted all of our regular activities, what we do with our time and energy and focus, including church. And then came the conversation in the Methodist denomination concerning disaffiliation and what we should do about it. Should we look into it or not? What if we do? What if we don't? What's going to be the best approach for our church? And then, how do we go about it? And what happens if people have disagreements? And what happens if even some of our good friends decide to leave the church? Is there any way to avoid all of this? What's a pastor who is simply trying to help people know and love Jesus supposed to do? Well, it has not been an easy time. This whole process has stretched me to the almost breaking point more times than anything else I've experienced. And I'm not through it yet. We'll be dealing with the reverberations of it for some time to come. But I have found peace and solace and comfort knowing that in Jesus, my relationship with Him, the future is secure. Jesus is always with us. He loves us, cares for us, leads us, comforts us, guides us, provides for us everything we need. Our great opportunity is to keep trusting, keep believing, keep following Jesus, knowing He is our good shepherd. We do well to listen to and follow Him. So, let's put on the helmet of salvation and with faith and confidence boldly follow Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, loving Lord, we thank You for the gift of salvation we have through faith in Your Son, Jesus. Because of who He is and what He's done, no matter our circumstances, we have assurance and confidence that our promise of eternal life is sure. We don't have to earn it. We can't earn it. Our salvation has been lovingly provided by Jesus, life, death, and resurrection. We simply believe it by faith and receive it as the gift of God. Paul encourages us to put it on as a helmet of salvation as we face everyday challenges, circumstances, and spiritual battles. Lord, thank You that because of this salvation, You're always with us in the midst of any and every storm. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. And everyone said, Amen, Amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message, I'd love to hear from you. Get a hold of me. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send those to us. We want to hear from you so we can pray for you. And thank you for your generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us to reach new people for Jesus and His kingdom. You can go online and use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, in Jesus Christ, you have the promise of salvation, now and forever, the helmet of salvation. Have no fear. He is forever with you. Amen. Amen.
So I made a model of Mount Everest.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was pretty cool. My son goes, "Is that to scale?" And I was like, "No, it's to look at."
Obviously. The men's breakfast is this Saturday at 8 a.m. Mark Knutson will be interviewing Keith Johnson, one of our longtime church members. Hear about Keith's Christian journey from his early years growing up in Missouri through today. We will also have great music and singing and, of course, another great breakfast.
Full Circle meets Wednesday, October 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Youth Worship Room. Come and join us for a casual but holy worship experience. Our Full Circle Parent Support Group meets right after at 7 p.m. Childcare is available. Full Circle meets the second and fourth Wednesday here at Christ Church.
Our shoebox packing party is tonight in the People Place at 6 p.m. We will watch a short video, then pack all the items that we have collected during Christmas in July. Our goal is 100 shoeboxes. We will have two drawings for Silver Dollar City tickets also. All the items have already been prepared, so just bring yourself. And if you would like to donate towards shipping costs, we will have a collection jar.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.